Amen. Church, say amen again. I love that song. Oh, what joy when we get home. Yeah, every now and then a Christian ought to be all right to just shout. Oh, what joy when we get home. We'll rest beneath that cloudless stone in that land where saints will never die. Oh, we're going to sing hallelujah. Means we're going to sing praise the Lord. Praise the Lord by and by. That's a good thing. When we get to heaven, what else will we have time to sing about other than praising God? We won't have any trials, won't have any tribulations, won't have any bills, won't have any health problems. So all we'll be doing there is just singing glory to God for allowing us to be here in heaven with Him. I can't wait for the day where all my songs will just be singing praise God. Amen. I'm glad to see y'all here this morning. Y'all singing good. So I'm hoping y'all gonna say amen when we start the sermon. That's my hope. That's my hope. I told Eric if they sing like this, sometimes they be ready to hear the word too. Amen. This is a good day for me. I have a lot of my family that have come and to visit with us today. On yesterday, my cousin had his 65th birthday, and we celebrated Bobby and enjoyed a good time on last night celebrating him. And it's good to be in a Christian family because they stayed overnight to go to church. Yeah, they could have gone on home, but they decided to come and worship before they headed back to Chicago and Memphis and all the places that they have to go. So if you are a member, it's too many for me to name, but if you are a member of my family, just stand. Just stand right now so y'all can see. See they? Yeah. Yeah. All right, sit down. Sit down. Thank you for being here this morning. Every one of you and all of our visitors. And we won't tarry long, so let's get right into the passage of Scripture. Go to Psalms, the 124th chapter. And we'll read it just for emphasis' sake. Thank you for the brothers who led our prayers and our singing, as well as read our Scripture. We appreciate you all for doing that, Brother Waller, Brother Prowl, and Brother Prowl. If you would, just begin reading with me. If the Lord had not been for us, let Israel repeat, if the Lord had not been for us, when those people attacked us, then they would have swallowed us up whole. With their raging burning against us, then the water would have drowned us. The torrent would have come over our necks. The raging waters would have come over our necks. Blessed be the Lord, because he didn't hand us over like food for our enemy's teeth. We escaped like a bird from the hunter's trap because the trap was broken, so we escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Is that in your Bible? If you agree with that, just say amen. Amen. From this passage of Scripture, I would like to offer you up the title, Traveling Music. Traveling music. Now, when I was younger, and we still do it now, but not as much as we did when I was younger, my family used to travel quite a bit. We would travel to church, to different churches to sing. We would travel, when we moved to Nashville, we would travel frequently back to Chicago to see our family, particularly my grandmother. And we would just travel back and forth. And you know, when you're traveling, there are some things that you need. First, you need the right mode of transportation. Like, we weren't planning on walking to Chicago. You also need the right companion. In my house, you need the right snacks. Yeah, we need the right snacks. And you also need the right music. See, now, yeah, some of y'all stopping already. Y'all know when you get on the road, one of the most important things in your journey is your music. Yeah, so if you got the wrong music, the trip can be rather long. It can be seem even longer than it is. We used to listen to a variety of music, and most of the time when my mother and my sister and my dad and I traveled, Daddy was a driver, which means in our car, whoever drive got to pick the music, because that was the most important role, is getting us there. But Daddy was the driver, and frequently, because Mama and Dominique would like to sleep, I would get a chance to sit in the front. And because I got to sit in the front, that made me the DJ. Yeah, that made me, gave me the ability to be able to help with the songs. I'm getting someplace. Y'all just follow me. I'm going somewhere. And what would happen is that my father had somewhat of a playlist of things that he liked to listen to. And after a while, he didn't even have to tell me what to play, because I knew what he wanted to hear. So we would sometimes listen to George Pendergrass and Renaissance, and we would listen to Rance Allen, and he had a song that he liked called Preaching Man. And he'd say, I'm a preaching man, I got the Bible in my hand, spreading the word over the land, helping my brothers when I can. He had these songs that he liked. Now, I don't want y'all to think we were just that holy. It wasn't all Christian music. Yeah. He also had songs that he liked to listen to when we were driving, and even sometimes these more frequently than the others. He loved the Temptations and the Spinners. And what used to, you know, we get to ride in the Temptations. You know, Temptations had a lot of songs. So that Temptations album would take us from Nashville through Louisville all the way to Indianapolis. And when we would drive this route, he would have these songs that he would listen to. And I would love to hear the songs, but what I really loved is that as he would sing the songs, he would tell me little things about it. Like he would say that song that Felipe Wynn is singing on the Spinners called Sadie was about his mama. And he was singing about how he felt after his mama died. He would tell me about David Ruffin and what was going on when Norman Whitfield wrote Papa Was a Rolling Stone. I'm just telling you, we would have conversation about our traveling music. And what I learned to enjoy is that even though the music and the harmonies and the chords and the rhythms were really good, what I loved more about the music after having the conversation with my daddy was what the music meant. And what was the reason for the writing of the song? Y'all follow me? And so the music began to mean more to me now because I had some kind of history. I had some kind of experiences that I could connect with the music. All right, so I say all of that to me to say that when you're traveling, it's important that you have good traveling music. All right, so what does that mean, Darwin? Why would you bring this up in Psalms 124? Because Psalms 124 is a pilgrimage. Yes, David and the children of Israel are traveling to Jerusalem. And what they are doing in verses 1 through 8, they are singing a song. This is the song that David chose for the children of Israel to sing. He said, if the Lord had not been for us, and then he said, let Israel now repeat. That means sing along. If the Lord had not been for us. Okay, so David has chose a certain playlist to get him through his journey. Y'all follow me? So just like David, as he travels through the wilderness to Jerusalem, we also have to have a certain level of playlist as we travel through life. Now, what I love about David's playlist or David's songs is not just what he said, but the reasoning why he said what he said. The context in what he uses is just as powerful than the words and what he says. Y'all still here? All right, good. That's the opening. Here we go. Now, the Bible says, if the Lord had not been for us, let Israel now repeat. If the Lord had not been for us, when those people attacked us, they would have swallowed us up whole. Now, David didn't say, if those people attacked us. He said, when those people attacked us. Y'all follow me? If means that they might have or they could attack us. When means that they did attack us. So it's important for us to understand why David gave credit to God for being able to overcome the attack. Well, the best reason, the best way we can find out why David gave God credit is to find out what attack David was talking about. Because if we know what he was talking about, then we can understand why God gave why he gave God credit. Turn your Bibles to 2 Samuel, the 5th chapter, starting at verse 17. 2 Samuel, the 5th chapter, starting at verse 17. Now, Brother Jones, if you would read this for me, here's a mic so you can hear. What does it say there?
Now, when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David.
Okay, hold on. Stop that. The Bible says, when the Philistines heard that David was anointed, they started looking for him. They started looking to do him wrong. Now, this one, let me stop here just to give you a little bit. This ain't a part of the sermon, but I think it's important that we give this point since it's there. When they heard, they got ready to attack. What did they hear? They heard that David was anointed. They heard that David was being elevated. And when they heard it, that activated their desire to attack him. Amen. Here's a point, not in a message, but I think it fits. When people hear that you're doing better than they thought you were going to do, they set up attacks. When the devil knows you are doing something, you have been anointed by God, or you have been blessed in a way that they didn't expect, they don't have to be there to witness it. They don't have to be there. All they have to do is hear about it, and they'll begin to attack you. When they hear you got a new job, they'll start thinking about how to bring you down. When they hear, some people will be upset with you when you're healthy. Ah, he think he in good shape, huh? When they hear about the things that go on in your life that have elevated you, they will begin to attack. I stop here because I got two cousins that are going to be getting married real soon. Trey and Troy. Let me tell y'all, Trey, Troy, when they heard you was getting married, chicken heads came out the coop. Let me tell you, just telling you. They don't even have to wait for you to get married. All of a sudden, you start getting new followers on Instagram. They ain't seen you in years. And all of a sudden now, they heard this boy done fell in love and is about to commit himself to one woman, and now they starting to come. Y'all follow me? So Janine and Kim, you better stay close. You got to stay close because people will hear about good things and start to mess it up. That wasn't a part of the sermon, but we'll keep on going. Go ahead. Read that for me. What does it say?
And David heard of it. And went down to the stronghold.
David went down to the stronghold.
The Philistines also went.
The Philistines went too. So David heard they was coming for him. And David went down to the stronghold. And the Philistines said, we going too because we about to fight this one out. And what happened?
So David inquired of the Lord.
He asked God. What did he say?
Saying, shall I go up against the Philistines?
God, shall I fight these people? And what did God say?
He also asked, will you deliver them into my hand?
God, should I fight these people? And if I fight them, will I win? And what happened?
And the Lord said to David, go up.
Go ahead.
For I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand.
Yes, sir. So he said, God, these folks done heard I'm king, and now they want to fight me. If I fight them, Lord, first, should I fight them? But if I fight them, Lord, will you deliver me? And God said, sure enough, I will. You're going to whoop them good. So now we know from 2 Samuel 5, what David is actually talking about in Psalms 124. So now what he's saying in Psalms 124 is, if it had not been for the Lord, them Philistines would have whooped us. But God, he said they would have swallowed us up whole. Now some people will look and say, well, Lord, if David knew he was going to win the fight, because here's your first point. If he knew he was going to win the fight, why in the world would he have to fight it? God already told him, you're going to win it. So if you know you're going to win, why fight? Well, because sometimes God delivers us and he allows us to win, but he first has to make us or allow us to endure. See, so you can't always just not fight. And so sometimes you're going to go through some stuff. And you know, it's just like us. We know we won. Don't you know that? Y'all should have started jumping up and down and shouting as soon as I said that. You know that the battle was already won.
Amen.
But you got to fight sometimes. Because God needs you to endure so he can strengthen you. That's the first point. God also needs you to fight and endure so you will remember to give him the glory.
Amen.
See, sometimes God said, no, he's going to have to fight. And he's going to have to fight in a way that everybody know he shouldn't win this fight. And when he win the fight, people are going to start saying, how in the world did that fool win that fight? And that fool going to be smart enough to turn around and say, if it was not for God who delivered us.
Yes, sir.
See, it's the same thing that we see early in the Bible, in the book of, I think it's Exodus, when the Bible says that God fed them from manna from heaven. Now, if you know, the Bible says manna, and it says they didn't know what it was. Y'all follow me? If you actually translate the word manna in both the Greek and the Hebrew, it actually means, what is it?
Amen.
Y'all follow me? So God fed them with what is it? If he had fed them with bread, something that they knew about, they might be tempted to take credit on their own. So God fed them with something that they could not recognize, so they would have to give God the glory, because if he had not given them manna, they would have starved to death. You follow me? So sometimes God makes you endure because you need to be strengthened. And God also makes you endure so that he guarantees you give him the praise. Let's keep on going through the text. I can get back up to my notes. But if you go up to the text, it says.
So David went to Baal Perazim.
Yeah.
And David defeated them there.
Yeah.
And he said, the Lord has broken through mine enemies before me like a breakthrough of water.
Right.
Therefore he called the name of the place Baal Perazim.
Yeah, and what happened?
And they left their images there, and David and his men carried them away.
Watch this. This is important. David beat them. And we're getting back to 124, because this is the reason why he's giving the reason. That's why he's praising God, is because of this fight. David beat them, and after he beat them, they ran away. But they left their junk behind.
Amen.
The Bible says they left behind their own images. And David got rid of the images. When God delivers you, the people that he delivers you from will leave things behind to distract you. What do you mean? The images that they left were images of God. They were gold idols that they wanted to worship.
That's right.
But David had to get rid of their images so that he could place his praise in the right place. Y'all here today? All right, let's go back to 124. He says, when those people attacked us, then they would have swallowed us up whole. You know, I think it's sometimes we just got to acknowledge that if it wasn't for God, the people that's coming after you will eat you alive. They will eat you alive. You don't stand a chance when the devil is coming after you if you do not have a strong, solid, firm relationship with God. And I love the imagery that David uses, because it's so strong. David says, if it wouldn't have been to God, they would have swallowed us up with whole, with their rage burning against us. Then the waters would have drowned us. the torrent would have come over our necks. Then the raging water would have come over our necks. So David said, we would have been overwhelmed if it had not been for God. Have you ever been in a situation where you look up and everywhere you look is just water and you just drowning and drowning, and by the time you realize you're drowning, you're saying to yourself, Lord, I can't swim. I'm overwhelmed with all this junk that's going on in my life. And then all of a sudden, you start praying to God. You start giving him what he deserves. And all of a sudden, you open up your eyes and ain't no water to be found. You know, you look and you say, man, I didn't know how I was going to pay that bill. And I don't remember working overtime, but it's on my check. Y'all, you know what I'm talking about? If it were not for God, we would have been overwhelmed. Amen. But because of God, we're able to make it through. I know sometimes I've been in some situations. This is the end of the school year for me. And this wasn't what I was going to preach this Sunday. I was preaching something else. But Friday was the last day of school. And all the kids was gone. And all the teachers left. And I sat in my office. And everybody was gone. Everybody was gone. You hear me? And I started to reflect on all the mess that went on this school year. And I sat there and I looked and I said, I'm still here. Yeah. I'm still here. And I'm doing all right. I got my right mind. My wife still love me. My kids still love me. The building's still standing. And I started saying to myself, I don't know how I got through this year. And then it hit me. It was God. God did that for me. And he didn't allow me to, he made me fight some of them battles. He made me go through it. He made me have to go through some tests and some trials, but he brought me through. And when I sat by myself in my quiet office, I couldn't help but give him glory for it. So sometimes God makes you endure. Then if you go on down, we almost through. I ain't going to be long. Why y'all giggle every time I say that? I really ain't going to be long. I'm almost through. And then he says in verse 6, blessed be the name of the Lord, because he didn't hand us over like food for our enemy's teeth. We, and watch this word, we escaped like a bird from the hunter's trap. Because the trap was broken. Sometimes God makes you endure. Other times God lets you escape.
Amen.
And you got to know when is which. See, y'all remember when Potiphar's wife was coming after Joseph? That had to be a good-looking woman. Y'all say, why you say that? Because this is important to acknowledge what Joseph had to be thinking. Now, Potiphar was the king. Y'all remember that, right? In Jewish times, and we know this because if we look at David and Bathsheba, whatever the king wanted, the king got. The king was known, and we look at the book of Songs of Solomon, the king would have hundreds of concubines and wives. But Potiphar had one wife that we know of that was in the house. Out of all the women in the world that Potiphar had, one of them was in the house. That means he had his pick of beautiful women. Now, I'm a man, so I know what Potiphar did. Potiphar picked the best looking one to come to the house. Yeah, I'm just telling you. He picked a good-looking woman to come to the house because he had to pick one that people would look and say, ooh, look at the king's wife. And Joseph had to have been tempted by this good-looking woman. And Joseph could have made the mistake of trying to endure her temptation. But it wasn't time to endure. It was time to escape. Joseph had to run away and leave his coat. You follow me? Sometimes God will make you endure. Other times God will make you escape. But we got to know the difference. Sometimes we fight when we should and running when we shouldn't. What brother makes it, how do I know the difference? Study his word. Because you don't know when you're supposed to stand flat-footed and when you're supposed to run. But sometimes you got to be smart enough to just run.
Amen.
Run. I'm trying to tell you, just run. Some folks, you ain't going to win. You ain't going to win. Some temptations will overwhelm you. If Joseph had stayed in that house with Potiphar's wife, sure enough, he would have got himself in some trouble. So Joseph said, forget this. I'm running. Let me talk to my younger Christians. Ladies, some men, you got to just run from. I know how we are. I know how women are a little bit. I'm not one, but I got a little bit of understanding. But I know that women tend to want to fix somebody. He ain't all that bad. I know he robbed her last night, but this morning he's going to church with me. We try to fix some people. But what happens sometimes is you try to fix folks that God ain't never meant for you to fix. Some people you just got to run from. Run from. Fellas, it's the same thing. Sometimes it's folks in your life you got to run from. If you on your job, you got people that as soon as you go to the water cooler, you start getting your drink, and then all of a sudden somebody else comes. Girl, did you hear what happened to such and such? I heard they was going to fire him next week, but don't tell nobody that. Run! That ain't the time to start trying to say, well, you know it's one Lord. Run! Some people, you just got to run from. God gives you the ability to endure and the ability to escape. And in David's traveling music, he talked about both. But the wonderful thing that he did, and I love it, I love it, I love it, is that once he talked about God being there for him, and he told him how God had allowed him to endure, and he also told him how God had allowed him to escape, then his last verse, he says, blessed be the name of God. When God allows you to endure or escape, give him his praise. See, if you read through Psalms, the 121, 120, 123, when, you know, he's talking all through those Psalms about making sure that you recognize and you direct the praise in the right place. Y'all know we always say, I will look to the hills from which cometh my help come from the Lord. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And you know, we misquote that all the time. Because we say, I will look to the hills from which comes my help. Really, that scripture in its original text has a question mark behind it. So really what it says is, should I look to the hill from which comes my help? And then he answers his own question and says, yes, my help coming from the Lord. That's what he's saying. In every way that you look in the book of Psalms, he's actually saying, you better make sure you get close to God. Some of y'all still looking at me because I said it says, should I? That's right. When you look at the text, restudy it later on. That's actually a question. He's saying, should I look to the hills? And the reason why he's saying that is because people said that the children of Israel was the children of the God of the hills. And what David is actually saying is, no, my God is the God of the hills and the valleys. So don't you say, should I look to the hills? I don't need to run to the hills to get help. My help rests in the Lord. But whatever you go through, I'm done. Whatever you go through, whether you endure or whether you escape, make sure you praise God. And what you have to do is you got to praise him so much that this kind of song becomes your traveling music. See, when David was right, when you think about the stuff that God had done for him, He had no reason to be worried. That sounds kind of like us. Hey, God did some stuff for you. What you worried about? If he did it before, he'll do it again. But you got to have the right music. As you go through life, you got to have the right things in your heart. You got to put the word in your heart, and you got to hide it in your heart. So when it's time to face temptation, the right things come up. I was telling the college students the other night on Wednesday, I said, you got to be careful about what you listen to. Because if you don't put the right things in your heart, when temptation comes, the wrong thing will come up. If all you're listening to is J. Cole or Beyonce, and I like J. Cole and Beyonce, but all you're listening to is J. Cole and Beyonce, and J. Cole tell you how to get through your temptation by indulging, when the temptation comes, if the traveling music that you've been carrying is J. Cole, you're going to indulge. Why? Because that's what you put in your heart. But you got the right traveling music that tells you that God will bring you through, and God will help you endure, and God will help you escape. Then when the temptation comes, the right thing will come up. You follow me? You got to give him praise. Some of y'all saying, man, I like this God. He sound good to me. He allowing people to endure, and they win it. He allowing them to escape, and they win it. And all I got to do is just give him praise for doing what he did anyway. I like that. What do I need to do to be close to him? You got to believe. Believe what? Jesus is the Son of God. You got to believe that he died for your sins. And you got to believe that he got up on the third day. And when he got up with the power to do all the things that we just heard in Psalms 124. He got up with the power to bring you through. Some of you say, yeah, that sounds good. I want to do that. And others say, hey, you know what? I like that. I've already baptized. I'm already a Christian. But I got the wrong traveling music. This is your opportunity, too, to get it right with God, to put the right thing in your playlist. Stop listening to all the junk. And trust me, the devil going to give you some stuff to listen to. He'll put some doubt in your mind if you let him. But if you fool with God and you have the right traveling music, then what will happen is you'll be able to bring it up. You'll sing it at the right time. You'll sing it at the right time. There are some things when I go through some stuff and people start messing with me. And you know, if I've had a bad week, I might be listening to the wrong thing and I want to say the wrong thing. But when I've been studying the word of God, the right song come to my heart. You mess with me and I say, thank you, Lord. Or you start messing with me when I say, I just can't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I just can't believe it. I can't turn back now. Yeah, you start messing with me talking about how powerful the devil, I say Jesus rose with all power in his hands. Yeah. You start messing with me and I tell him, I really love the Lord. Why? Because you don't know what he did for me. He gave me the victory. I love him. But your traveling music got to be right. You got to have the right traveling music. Stand to your feet right now. You can start coming. We don't have to sing yet. But you can start coming. If you just know, man, I've been traveling through this world, and I got the wrong playlist. My traveling music ain't worth a nickel. And the reason why this traveling music is so poor that it's allowing the devil to come to me. You can start coming now. We have elders and leaders and deacons and ministers and people here who all you got to do is just look at them right. Nod your head, and they'll come and get you. And we'll help you learn how to put the right traveling music in your heart. We'll help you, but you just got to do it. Jesus rose with all power.